Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we are back. Marks and Reese live. Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. We made it. It's a Friday. 3 o'clock hour, we start Get Rid of That Guy, and we have a gift card to Razor Bar as the prize today.
Razor Bar.
Yep. And then Elliot Shore Parks joins us at 3 o'clock. He had a very busy week on Twitter with some of his takes, like, including the 2001 Sixers being the best team
that guy
never won. Yeah, so he may be nominated right after he's on. So we have some Eagle stuff to talk to him about it as well. Let's start off on the phones. There's an article that's out there about Alshon Jeffrey. Let's take one phone call and then we'll talk about that. Let's go to Kevin Trenton. Kevin, how are you?
Hey man, how are you and Reese doing, man?
What's up, Kev?
Check this out. Yeah, check this out, man. How do you define the term mediocrity? You know what I mean?
Because average?
I heard. Average. Okay, so I
not
heard
good.
One of your somebody said this morning on the radio about the Eagles being average last year. You know what I mean? I know we had the injuries and all that stuff, but we were mediocre. And so
slightly
the thing
better.
So didn't we back into the playoffs, man? Because the Cowboys lost, so weren't
no.
we were just mediocre?
No, we didn't back into the playoffs. We won the NFC East.
Because the Cowboys lost.
Well, because you won your last four games.
Well,
too.
No, because you beat the Cowboys. They lost to
okay.
you. Yeah, they lost to the Eagles.
Okay. So let me ask you this. So if they expand the schedule, right, the season, right, doesn't that mean that a lot of mediocre teams, quote unquote, are going to make it? And one of them might knock us off. And I think that a lot of people are afraid of that. That's what they're afraid of, man. That a lot of these so-called mediocre teams, one of them just might make a field goal or score a last-minute touchdown and beat us, man.
Or look at it this way, Kevin. Look at it this way. There have been years that a 10-6 team did not get in. So maybe now that team gets in.
Right. That's what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm saying. Now that team gets in.
They win 10 games. That's not a mediocre team.
Well, you beat them then. I mean, yesterday we were talking about it. It was never a concern to me that it's like, well, you let the mediocre team in, and then they beat the Eagles, and now we're like, I didn't think about it like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to beat teams when you make the playoffs, whether or not it's the last guy getting in. Like, good for listen, if a team gets in at 9-7, they ordinarily wouldn't have with the new set of rules, and they win the Super Bowl. Good for them.
Yeah, I don't think the four teams they added to March Madness ruined March Madness. Everybody was outraged about that.
When it went from 64 to 68?
Yeah. Four play-in games.
Yeah, because they were playing games.
But it changed. Remember, nothing was wrong with it. Why would you change something that's perfect? You know why? To give more teams the opportunity to get in.
For television money is why they did it.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, well, that's the reason they did it, though, not to improve the game, so they can get a couple extra games.
No, it's to expand your audience also, because if there are four more fan bases that think they have a chance to get in, as opposed to once you select the 64, it being over with, now you have four more college fan bases paying attention.
Well, they shouldn't stop there then. They should do 84 teams or whatever.
Maybe they will.
Give them enough time, they probably will.
Maybe they will, yeah.
So check this out. And this is
I mean, in boxing, there's a reason why there's three belts, right? They could all just make it one belt.
Well, they have the WBO, too.
Yeah, so it's a reason why they have multiple belts, right? So you can have multiple champions, right? Yeah, more people are interested.
I don't know. The WBA having a belt makes people more interested in boxing.
No. Sure they do, because now you're selling a championship fight with people who have belts. That's why they have multiple belts. So you don't have to wait on one guy to fight in a championship fight. You can have other guys fighting in the same weight class.
So, Ike, we started off with the Tom Brady stuff. And,
yes.
You know, the biggest name in free agency this year, certainly, maybe, you know, really long time in the NFL, Tom Brady could be moving. But also with Eagles fans, they're wondering what's going on with, yes, who's going to be the corner? Are they going to bring another wide receiver in? We've talked about this quite a bit. What about Alshon Jeffrey? And will he be back? And he's got the injury, but he's also got a guaranteed contract to where the Eagles are on the hook for it. And if they try to just release him, they're on the hook for $10 million even more. It'll cost them $26 million instead of $16 million. So a story comes from today from The Athletic's Connor Hughes, who says the following about Jeffrey. And he potentially says he could be an option for the New York Jets. Says Jeffrey found himself at the center of midseason drama, which seemed a key cog in Philadelphia's interest in a divorce. With the Eagles' offense in a slump, ESPN cited an anonymous source who ripped quarterback Carson Wentz and the group's ability to function. Radio host Howard Eskin outed Jeffrey as the source this week.
What? Howard Erskine.
Right, exactly. League sources told The Athletic that Wentz and Jeffrey never saw eye to eye and their relationship was testy. The Eagles are looking to move Jeffrey, league sources confirmed. And Jeffrey would welcome the change of scenery.
Yeah.
So I agree. I'm sure the Eagles would love to have Alshon Jeffrey leave, and I'm sure Alshon Jeffrey would love to go somewhere else. I don't think he likes playing with Carson Wentz. But then we already know that, right?
I guess we did already know that.
So they're saying in this article, they're saying, "What about the New York Jets?" And it's like, absolutely. I mean, is there anybody out there that wouldn't want to see a move to the Jets, Jack?
I don't think anybody cares if he's moved anywhere.
They just want him anywhere.
They want him going, right?
Yeah.
But there's also, if you're able to trade him, you would save $10 million off of.
Yeah.
I
don't necessarily care about that. And the Eagles, I'm sure they do. It's their money. All I'm really concerned with is making sure my quarterback can continue to grow into the leader and be the player that we expect him to be. And if everybody's not on board with that, you need to get your ass out the building. And that's what the Eagles need to be worried about. So if Alshon Jeffrey isn't on board with that, to me, it's already past that point, they have to do whatever they have to do this offseason to move on from him. Now, I told you I believe that's going to happen. They're going to find a way. By hook or crook, they're going to find a way.
Whether they end up releasing him and
eating the money,
eating the extra
whatever,
money or whatever,
yes.
He's not going to be back.
At least I don't think so.
Let's go to Ja'Cory in Florida. Ja'Cory, the Cowboys. They're coming in the Lincoln Financial Field in 2020. Who are you more scared of as the quarterback, Brady or Dak?
You know, this is gonna sound funny, but Dak, because he can extend the play. I think last time playing, he was 100%. With Brady, he's more stationary. They're going to rely on the run more. And but if that happens, if Brady signs with them, there's three things that's got to happen. A, we got to sign a legit shutdown corner like Byron Jones. Two, we got to pry away Amari Cooper from the Cowboys. And three, somebody got to tell Jim Schwartz no more cover zero blitzes or all-out blitz with no safety help on the backside.
That's all we needed.
That's it.
That's it.
Byron Jones, Amari Cooper, yell at Jim Schwartz. Change your defense, man.
Yeah, I got a feeling. I mean, Dallas can do what they want to do, but I don't know if putting the ball in Dak's hands 40 times a game, letting him throw the ball, like that led to you being 8-8. When Zeke was the focal point of the offense, you got 13 wins. You made the playoffs. Like, I don't know what they're going to do with their offensive philosophy, but if Dak's going to be the one that's leading the offense and he's going to throw, I like my chances.
Rather than with Tom Brady that was here. What, I mean, so like.
Well, I just think Tom Brady is smart. He doesn't typically beat himself. So I don't know if you can rely on that when you're going up against a guy like Tom Brady. You give Tom Brady these amount of weapons, he's gonna eventually have this offense cater to the things he likes to do, and he's boom, bing, 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 picking you apart down the field. I've watched him do it. Watched him do it. He doesn't need to make the explosive plays, 50, 60-yard bombs down the field. Tom Brady doesn't need – he beats you with his brain. Because he's going to be better in in-game situations than you are. Like, that's Tom Brady. That's where he's at. That's where Drew Brees is at. That's how they beat you. They don't beat you with physical talents, physical gifts. They beat you with their brains. And that's the advantage that we have, I believe, when Dak Prescott is out there. Because I believe when the moment is big, Dak Prescott crumbles. You're not going to get that out of Tom Brady.
No,
he rises to the occasion.
His body might crumble, though.
Yeah, but if you
and it started too last year
because you're asking him to do too much. But with the offense the Cowboys have, he wouldn't have to do a whole lot.
Jack Fritz,
he wouldn't have to do a whole lot. He's gonna manage the game every week.
As an Eagle fan, what do you worry more about? Tom Brady on the Cowboys, Dak on the Cowboys?
Oh, it's Tom Brady, and it's not even close. I mean, if we're talking about, like, I think the portion of the problem last year in New England was offensive line related. Now it goes behind the Cowboys offensive line with Zeke Elliott, with those weapons. It's like, that would be terrifying. And given his experience and all that, and Mike McCarthy's a Super Bowl winning head coach, like, that's a recipe for disaster. Is it not?
I didn't paint that picture.
A recipe for disaster.
Of course it's a recipe for disaster. It's Tom Brady. He's the best football player of all time.
Yeah, you're right. He's the best quarterback of all time. He's also 42 years old, and he wasn't the best quarterback of all time last year. He was more like a middle-of-the-pack quarterback.
Because that offensive line was garbage.
Oh, and you know what else was garbage? His arm, his elbow. Because Tom Brady, you know what he used to be able to do with that same kind of talent? Win games and look like an elite quarterback doing
it. 12 games
last year. He can't do it anymore. He did win 12 games.
Yeah.
All right, now go win 12 games with the Cowboys. Go win 12 games with Jerry Jones.
Yeah, I think he can win 12 games with that roster.
With that
at
roster,
least.
They could?
Yeah, I think he
at
could.
At least. Man, Jack.
You're disrespecting the GOAT, man. You got a lot of disrespect in your heart for the GOAT.
He's 42 years old. It's unprecedented.
Man, I don't care.
It's unprecedented that a 42-year-old quarterback, who will then be 43 after that, because you're going to have to give him $100 million.
Here's
it's going to be a three-year contract.
Who cares? That's Jerry Jones. I don't care about that. We're talking about how it affects us. He's a 42-year-old quarterback whose everything he's done has been unprecedented. From being a six-round draft pick to going to 9 Super Bowls, playoffs 20 straight years, how many Super Bowls he's won? 6. Like, everything he's done is unprecedented.
0-1 last year in the playoffs.
He's a year removed from winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
and going to 3 straight Super Bowls.
He's a year removed from looking like he should retire. He looked like he should have retired last year, not go somewhere and be the face of the team for 3 years. I welcome Tom Brady, not just for
– Hold on.
Not just for 2021.
Hold on. So let's see. 60.8, rounded to 61% completion percentage.
Below average.
Over 4,000 yards. By the way, that's the same number Wentz had his MVP year. So, yeah, you're right, it's below average, but completion percentage ain't everything. I just threw it out there. Over 4,000 yards, he threw 4. 24 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Not great.
No, not great at all. And you think it's going to get better?
Yeah, with that team.
Yeah, see, I don't.
I think with that team, I do think it gets better.
I think it gets worse. And not only do I think it gets worse, I think that next year it's like, wow, I can't believe we signed this guy. He's done.
Do you think if Josh Gordon could have stayed healthy, they'd have kept Antonio Brown, Tom Brady wouldn't have put up better numbers?
With Antonio Brown? I mean, maybe a little bit better. Maybe a few more yards of touchdowns. How about this? And with those pedestrian numbers,
you're out of your mind,
with
man.
Those pedestrian numbers, yes. Listen to this schedule: at the Dolphins, Jets, Redskins, Giants, Jets, Browns. Right in the middle of the season, right there. Terrible teams. Terrible teams.
So what?
Okay, well,
the same terrible teams we played against to get in the playoffs. So what?
He's putting up below average numbers against a bad schedule, an easy schedule. That's why they won 12 games, not because he was impressive.
Dude, are you talking about numbers being put up against certain teams? Seriously?
What do you mean?
Seriously, when Dak is like 1-7 against teams above 500,
right,
when all of his numbers come against bad teams, or when he's down by 20 points, really?
Right, Dak sucked last year. See, that's the thing. Dak wasn't good last year. The reason the Cowboys
hold on. Personally, his numbers don't suck.
Well, I'm not looking at his numbers.
Oh, okay, because you're right. You know what happened in those moments when he needed to be big.
Right, and I can only say that I don't know how many times. Yes,
well, I'm just saying.
Dak Prescott wasn't good last year.
When we're talking about Brady and Prescott and who would be most dangerous with the team next year, that's what we're talking about. And I'm saying Dak put up some nice numbers. You know, he put up some nice numbers with the team last year. That goes to show you the type of weapons that he has around him. That goes to show you the type of weapons that he has
around him. A lot of those yards were in garbage games, so they were giving it to
him. But people still had to catch those balls is the point that I'm making. That's all I'm making.
His weapons were much better than Tom Brady.
That's the point.
Absolutely.
That I'm, okay.
Absolutely.
That's all I was saying.
No doubt about it.
That's all I was saying.
And Tom Brady's got a pea shooter that's not going to be able to make any of these throws, and he's a statue.
He's got a pea shooter?
Yes. He's got a below average arm. Absolutely.
Nah, I think you better watch Tom Brady play some more. A below average arm. You got Tom Brady mixed up with Peyton Manning, who threw 9 touchdowns and like 18 picks in his last year.
There's a better chance of Tom Brady going down there and having Peyton Manning's first year than Peyton Manning's last year.
Exactly, yes.
8-8-8-7-2. Absolutely not. That was one of the best seasons of all time, Jack.
And that's coming off neck surgery.
Are you on drugs? You think the top – pull up his stats with 55 touchdowns or something?
Yes.
You're on drugs if you think Tom Brady's going to Dallas and getting 55 touchdowns. He's not. Tom Brady also wasn't 42. All right? He's got a better chance of being shot than doing what he did – that Peyton Manning did in that first year. He is shot. And he could go to Dallas next year and win 10 games just on knowing how to run an offense and using the guys around him.
And that would be better than Dak.
Absolutely. But the upside is what it is. The upside is that now Dak Prescott's leaving and you now have a 43-year-old quarterback in year two. Which, for the slight upgrade that he may give.
Dak Prescott can't be replaced?
But it would be great if they had to.
He can't be replaced.
12-win quarterback, right, as you said before. 888-729-9494.
Oh, Dak was a 12-win quarterback?
That's what you were telling me. Yeah. So he's won 12 games before.
I said, is he irreplaceable, though? He can be replaced.
I don't think Jerry Jones thinks he's irreplaceable, that's for sure. This Tom Brady thing could legitimately happen to Dallas. I'm rooting for it. Matt and Bristol,
damn
Matt.
Together.
Matt, what do you got? How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How are you?
What's up,
so, I want to put a little wrinkle in this question, but you're bringing up a lot of points. So there's you can both be right. And because here's the wrinkle.
No, yeah, it doesn't work out like that.
here's the wrinkle, and I'm going to ask this question, then hit it at the end after I hit what I'm looking at. But if I gave you a choice between three quarterbacks for the Cowboys, Dak Prescott, Tom Brady, or Marcus Mariota, what would you do? Now, when you're looking at Tom Brady and you're looking at Dak Prescott, short term wise, Tom Brady. However, once they do that, they have 2 years to get it done, and then it's a disaster after that. I don't want to see Tom Brady on a team with Mike McCarthy as the head coach. That's not good for the Eagles in the short term. Long term wise, Marcus Mariota, in my opinion, is going to end up as a starter either with, you know, could be the Cowboys, could be the Bears. You got to factor
in. Could be the Patriots.
Could be the Patriots.
Could be the Patriots. You have to factor in what it's going to cost cap-wise. So if I'm the Cowboys and I look at Dak Prescott and Marcus Mariota, this is just my opinion, the salary demands are so different that I'd go with Mariota because, I think Mariota is a better quarterback.
Listen, man, I love you. They're not going to do that, so I get it.
Well, Mariota is Dak.
Well, what you could say is
there's not that much separation.
What you could say is that you go with Brady for the short term, and you bring in Mariota and say, like, listen, you're the next guy up. Mm-hmm. We're gonna have Tom here for 2 years, and then it's your job. So we'll sign you now, and then we'll give you a new contract when you become the starter. That wouldn't be a bad route for the Cowboys to go down. Where now you have your guy already there that's gonna take over for you, but they're not gonna bring it. They're not gonna say, oh, go ahead, Dak, we're bringing in Mariota. As an Eagle fan, which would worry you more? Tom Brady on the Cowboys, Dak Prescott on the Cowboys. 63% are saying Tom Brady. People are worried about Tom. Tom, terrific. Couldn't make a throw last year. Who literally couldn't move.
Why do you throw for 4,000 yards?
Because it's the NFL. And you throw the ball a lot. That's why. He's a bottom half quarterback at this point in his career. Yes.
Man, bottom half quarterback.
He is.
Yeah, give me the quarterbacks you would take over Tom Brady.
For 1 year? Hang on a second.
Yeah. Give me these guys.
Let's go to Alex in Delaware. Alex, how are you? Who do you got, Alex?
I'm more worried about Brady.
All right, why?
Well, first of all, the coach is definitely an upgrade. I mean, I don't think you can do any worse than you did last year with the Cowboys coaching-wise. And then you're pairing up Brady with Zeke. I mean, that hasn't even been talked about.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. He's worried about Brady's arm. It ain't going to take much arm strength to turn around and hand that ball to 21.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to play smarter football. I mean, I just, you know, and the receiving core, I would say that's probably a step up as well. Or am I wrong there?
Huge step up.
That's a huge step up.
The Patriots had terrible wide receivers last year.
Yeah, and then we're talking about, you know, the Patriots division last year. I mean, they did have Buffalo, but who do we have in our division right now?
Yeah,
the Giants and the Redskins and the Eagles, and us.
Yeah, and our secondary, we got a lot of work to do there.
Okay.
So you're saying
the Eagles suck, and that's why Brady will be good? Yeah, but see, hold on, hang on. You're bringing up all these other different things. It's either you think Brady's a better quarterback than Dak Prescott right now, and I don't. I think Dak Prescott's a better quarterback. I'd rather have Dak Prescott if I was building a team for a year or two. I think Dak Prescott gives you a better chance to win.
No, we're not talking about building a team. We're talking about on the Dallas Cowboys. Who gives them the best chance to win?
Dak Prescott does.
Next year. Okay, well, I'm just saying we're not talking about building a team. We know one guy's 42 years old. Nobody's building a team around him. He's going to a ready-made team, a team that only needs a quarterback to get them over the top. Mm-hmm. That's why Dak Prescott better tread lightly. A lot of quarterbacks out there available. Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy Bridgewater couldn't win in Dallas. Could he go 8-8?
He could.
Yeah, exactly. Could Phillip Rivers go 8-8 in Dallas with that team?
Probably not.
Yeah, I think he could.
No, Phillip Rivers sucks. 888-729-9494.
Boy, your disrespect level for the Hall of Fame quarterbacks is off the chart today.
No.
Aaron Rodgers sucked too. Who else sucks?
Did you ask me the question if Phillip Rivers has had a good career or how did he look last year? And would you want him playing for you in 2020?
I'm just saying, would he give you a better chance to win than Dak Prescott? See, you like empty stats Dak because he can give you empty stats. That's all he is.
The only person bringing up stats is you. You're the one looking at stats.
What is the reason would you want Dak? What is the reason? He's not clutch. He doesn't show up big in big games. What is the reason? Is it because he's young?
Last year he didn't play well in big games either. He didn't.
When does he ever play well in big games?
I mean, I would have to go back and look. He's had successful years. He has a 12-win season.
When you hand the ball to number 21, that's when you have success.
888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Tom Brady on the Cowboys.
Empty stats, Dak, man. Come on, man. What is Dak doing but going 8-8? That's all he's going to do. Jameis Winston.
Please.
Come on, man.
888-729-9494.
How much better is Dak than Jameis Winston? Not much.
He's better than Jameis Winston, please.
I don't know, man. 30 for 30. How many people have ever done that?
Jose Canseco, I think. wrong sport. 888-729.
Jameis out here setting benchmarks. Nobody going to ever reach, man.
See, here's the problem with this Brady conversation. And mm-hmm. you watch a lot of football, so I'm not saying this about you. I'm saying this about guys like Jack. They're too worried about Philly's Twitter than actually watching games. And he does the Eagles stuff, so he doesn't watch the games.
Dude, we watch the Patriots every week.
Jack doesn't. Jack's producing pre and post for the Eagles. He didn't say – people haven't seen Tom Brady play this year.
Yeah, we have.
Tom Brady was shot.
Dude, they play on national TV damn near every other week.
888-729-9494. Here's what I say.
If the Patriots aren't on national TV, the Cowboys are.
The best thing
if the Cowboys aren't, it's the Eagles.
The best thing that could happen to the Eagles in 2020 is Tom Brady as the team's quarterback in Dallas.
The best quarterback of all time on our rival?
Well, I mean, what about just put Joe Montana down there then? If you're worried about best quarterbacks of all time, suit him up if they can't get Brady.
Yeah, how did that work in Kansas City?
888-72. He was actually pretty good.
Exactly.
He was also 37.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, in the modern
Brady's
NFL.
Better.
Yeah.
888-729.
That's why Brady's better.
94-94. It's Marks and Reese. We'll come back. Elliot's gonna agree with you at 3 o'clock. I can't wait to talk to him about that. He's also had a bunch of great tweets this week.
Well, that's one way to describe him.
Marks and Reese. It is one way. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. We're live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.